Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
I want to welcome all of you listeners to our show. We are live. This is Psychics Gone Wild. The phone number tonight is 773-897-6461. To you new followers that are getting us through VCast, please call into that 773-897-6461 if you want to get in on the show. You can do the one or you can just sit back and listen. We have a lot of live people. Those of you that have been patient, you're ready. It's Friday. And guess what? We have her here. You know, the one that always makes you the smile and makes you happy on Fridays. She started reading and working on her seances actually at the age of 8. This individual, you know her as an actor, producer, psychic, medium, community activist. She's not only fun, she's the one we want to have on Fridays. It's Patty Negri. Patty, how you doing?
Yay! Woohoo! Happy Friday the 13th, Jethro. Happy full moon. This is awesome.
It is, and I was so happy to have this day with you. I've got many a questions that I told them to call in tonight. We've got friends listening, even at my restaurant that I eat at here in Tampa, Florida. They were telling me that, you know, today is the day that for the full moon since 1919, and that you had to make sure, and I had someone verify for me that if you have a wish and you make it today, that it will come true. And they're like, what does Patty think of this, the magic, and what is she wishing? And I said, we got to ask her tonight. So, Patty, what is it about the full moon and this? Have you heard any of this? What is this magic that's going on?
You know, it's not part of my regular cosmology, but it certainly makes sense. I mean, to me, Friday the 13th is a lucky day. Anyway, it's a powerful day because we've given it power partially. 13 is a magical number. It's 4, really, 1 and 3. And the fact that it's putting on this full moon, which is so powerful as well, it would make sense that you go, a wish I made on this day. I know it's a honeymoon, too, which sounds fabulous in itself, a honeymoon. So, yeah, this is a good day for magic. This is a day. Almost 100 years since this has happened. How wild is that? So make a wish, light a candle, go outside and stand in that moonlight unless you have too big a cloud cover array. But even if you do, go out and bask in it anyway. Yeah.
Oh, we got a lot of you guys calling in. We're going to give you an answer on the phone. Make sure when I call out your area code, you give me your name. And then because of the limited time, give me an area, me and Patty, to look at. We will give you a lot of time, and then we go on with other people. Make sure that you guys get in for the PsychicsGoneWild.com prizes. Tonight, we are giving away a handmade drum. And for those of you who know, a lot of people get a hold of me. It's like 5 to 6 inches in length. And it is also a one that really will work with it. And it's like as you're going through the guide work and the energy of it, it's like it is something to put in your house. I can tell you with my Native American family, this is a very positive one. The one we will be giving away tonight has an elk tooth on it. Those of you know that we did not obviously do anything to hurt the animal. This animal had passed, and then we did blessings to get the teeth. We got the elk. For those of you who know, elk is very plentiful. It's very strong. This is all made with natural leathers. My sister does all the beading and the work, and it's a very positive thing to have in your house. They are something that is meant to go with it. So what I've had a lot of people writing in on Facebook, and Patty was right. She told me last week, Jethro, I'm not seeing it. And I thought, well, that little silly Patty. And then I went in there and I went, oh, because it didn't get out. So those of you who are tuning in, if you never see something, be like, Patty, go, Jethro, you're telling me something, because what I have is I have a lot of people helping me. So that's not in this teasing way, but in a real actuality, it's because I am better at readings and doing that, and I have people help me with the Facebook and other things on there. So we got them on there now, and those of you looking in tonight, it is the really beautiful red one. And I had a friend ask me about the angels. The porcelain angels are for sale, and they're $10, so get a hold of me. We have a couple left. Going to have some fun. We got a lot of people writing in. They're like, Patty, I have asked so many times to be on the show. I am going to get a reading with you this week. I looked on there, and I found Psyche's Gone Wild, and I looked it up. You are PattyNegri.com, and I will be getting a reading. You took my question tonight when you answered about the wishes. Jethro talks about you so highly. Someday you're coming to Tampa, and I will give you dinner at Vitali's house. Okay, thank you.
Sounds good to me. I'm there.
Love it. And those of you who know, Patty's significant other is a very excellent musician. So I'm putting the challenge out to you guys and the friends and family we have here in Florida. Get something where we can get a thing where he can do the drums. He's a phenomenal musician. He has friends. We could just make it big enough that we'll have like a bunch of parties. He can come down, they'll play music, we'll laugh, me and Patty will read for you guys. Just do an event of family and fun. Let's put that out there in the universe of some fun for Patty and her husband. I laugh because they're asking me, they go, Patty's husband, and I apologize, can you tell us the famous husband? I always try to turn his name.
Carrie Crutchfield. Carrie with a K. K-E-R-R-Y Crutchfield. You could, his website is HollywoodDrumShow.com. If anybody's a drummer and going to be in the L.A. area in October, actually we're mid-site. He's got a new site coming up, but the old site's still there. And all the best drummers in the world come. It's really fun. October 18th.
Yeah, they're laughing. We didn't know that. Now we know why the drums are in tonight. They're all laughing.
That's
my sister
right.
knew that, and she teased me because she tells me the name, and Patty tells me, you guys, I'm a phenomenal psychic, not always a good speaker with my wording, because it is, and Carrie rocks. So let's grab a hold of the phones. I know there's a lot of you guys on. I do ask any of you guys who called in regularly, do ask to pass. You know, just say, this is my night. I'm just listening in. If I have read for you this week and I've been on a lot, I got to let you know. It's only because we want to not go to the guides repeatedly for the same question. Visualize you're there, and it's like even the cute little Girl Scout, when she comes that fifth time and wants you to buy those mints, you're going to say, that's enough, honey. So just kind of do that, okay? Just so you guys know, when we pick up these phones, that we want to help as many as we can. We've got a caller, 256. How are you doing? Someone's playing Double Jeopardy. Can I try? 256, you're on live with Psyche's Gone Wild. Okay, I think they're having fun without us, so we'll let them continue. It's okay, it's Mercury. At least they were, we've had a couple times me and Patty picked up and they've been listening to one of our other shows, or they've been listening to one of our friends. We love you guys. 786, remember we had McDonald's? We'll take an order of fries. We were like, lousy. It's high energy and it's Mercury backwards. 786, would you like to go on and get your kicks on Psychics Gone Wild? Hello? 786, uh-oh.
Oh, no, we've lost everybody.
Oh, no.
We've lost everybody. Oh, hey.
Yeah, we got her. It's Mercury. You got to go.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm so sorry about that.
You're okay. We got you now. And this is Psyche's Gone Wild. Do you, would you tell me your name and the question you have for us tonight? I can feel like there's a lot happening there.
Well, my name is Samantha, and I wanted to ask about school. I want to go back to school in January, and I'm just wondering if I would be, like, will I be able to pass all my classes? I know that's a silly question. And have the finances to fund it myself?
I see it working really well for you. I think school would be really, really good. I'm getting all this balance. It'll help bring some balance that I think might be a little bit missing in your life and some clarity, both of that thinking side of your brain and even of your heart. The world is yours. Yes, you can make it happen. Yes, you'll get good grades. Yes, you will have to certainly work for it. You're going to have to really focus to create what you need to do to be able to work and go to school and do all that stuff. But it's a for sure. You can do it. Jethro?
I agree, and I feel that very much, Samantha. And I'm feeling like the energy with you is working at such an intent that I've got to tell you that I also feel this is a strengthening. You're one of our fans and friends, and I've seen you grow so much. And the couple of times I've gotten to hear you over the phone, I'm so happy to feel your energy. And the angels are telling me that it's now time. I do feel there's something going on with the boy relationship with you. They keep joking that there's a good one out there. You have to be careful because you sometimes attract those ones that are just a little silly.
Well, I do, but I'm not concerned about that. My only focus is working and saving for a car in school. That's the only thing that I mean, I usually don't want to sound, I don't want to sound conceited, but they're the ones that come to me. I don't go looking for anyone.
You like me, Patty. We love you. You're honest. There's nothing with being you're honest. I mean, and I, you know, if they're wrong, if who's looking at who, right? And I love you, Samantha. Good luck with the school put in tonight. I want you to win another prize. Didn't you win this week? I think you were one of our winners.
Yeah, I won the necklace, and I was just so excited about that.
Excellent, and it did go out in the mail, and it, you should be receiving that. The way they talked, if it isn't Saturday, you'll definitely get it Monday. You're here in Florida, so I love you.
Yeah.
You're, you're my neighbor.
Yeah, and as soon as I do get that car, I will be visiting you in all your workshops, and you will see me.
Oh,
hey. Nice. You've got to come up. And those of you who know, I'm going to be working at two locations. So watch my www site, jethrosmith.net, because I am all over. They told me, they said, Jethro, what happened? I said, we got to get out there and help everybody. So thank you, Samantha. You rock and hang out there, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good night.
Love this. As we are having family, we're having the 13th. And speaking of family, those of you tuning in, Linda Jolly Richards is my sister, the phenomenal artist that does the work. I have got to tell her she's in tonight listening in the room. Linda, this one's for you. I bought this angel from your Jethro. I wanted to tell his sister. He told me she had made it for me. It is very beautiful. I keep this close to my daughter. My daughter has been sick for quite a while, and it makes her feel better. I don't know what it is about it, but she feels better. We went to a friend's house today, and they want one too. So we're going to be down with Jethro in Florida real soon buying them again. I may be living in Chicago, but my heart's in Tampa. Tell your sister her angel's helping here. So thank you, Linda, for the angels that you made and we've got down here. I've got a little bit of emotion tonight, and you guys are feeling this with me. It's a lot of energy, Patty. Can you feel it? We've got other people coming in, and I got some people write me, and you guys got to realize I read these just live in there. I'm going to just share a few, and you'll see why I'm emotional. Jethro, I always listen to Friday's show. Patty and you always make me feel better. My kids tell me that I'm hooked on your show. Now they're hooked on the show. We're all sitting here together. My daughter's 19 years old. She may be calling in tonight. Pick up the area code of 613 and make sure that you hear me. If you get a chance, this is one of your fans, and Patty is the best. I don't care about anybody else. I just love Patty.
Oh my gosh.
I
love you. Oh, that's sweet. Well, you could be addicted to our show. There's a lot worse things you could be addicted to, I guess.
Psychic's Gone Wild Friday, 315. You are live from Psychic's Gone Wild.
Who is singing? I like it.
How are you, 315?
I'm Patty.
Hi,
this is Anna.
I love you.
Hey, I'm born on the 13th.
You too?
Yeah, I'm born on the
13th. You and Patty, that's why you're so cool. I thought it was just you work with a hairdresser and you were wild. Now I know you're wild 13. That's even more magical.
Yep.
Yes. Lynette, what question do you have? And I'm feeling so much energy. Are you pushing people or something? I'm feeling a lot of energy coming from you, like you're clearing out the air, you're clearing out something there or something you're doing.
Yeah, my house.
Oh, God, man. It's cool, assertive, aren't you? You don't just take it by the mild one, do you, girl?
No, I'm selling my furniture off. But you know that Fred and I broke up, but everybody that I'm in contact with still telling me I'm moving. So can you tell me if it's north, south, east, or west, and how far?
My goodness. I didn't click on Facebook and see that, but I'm glad for you with the relationship to tell people how I know Nanette, because we're friends on Facebook. We are allowed to do that. Someone else is writing me what's going on. Oh, my goodness. Okay, what are we getting with the compass, Patty? Because I'm seeing like a wish washer thing. It's moving back and forth like the.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting too. I'm getting a pendulum swinging back and forth down versus up. So I would say that would be more southwest or southeast or south or west or east versus north. Does that make sense? That's what I'm but it's not decided yet.
Would that put me in Tennessee?
Jethro, go. I have no idea where you even are.
Yeah, and I feel in that. I think Patty's on it. I think that's what Patty's getting. I feel that that's what's going to happen. I do feel that there in Tennessee. And actually, I know you'd resonate there. I have a very good, loving family there. Those of you know with my dear relationship, her family lives in Tennessee. And I got to go to Chattanooga. Those of you saw the picture on there when I rode the Proud Mary. I love that. Keep on rolling boat. It is haunted. Mm-hmm. My fantasy is to have Patty come down. Then they're bringing it to Florida. And I want Patty to go on that and do some of her seance and talk with the lady who runs that, because she didn't want alcohol on her boat. She did some work there, and she haunts it. And Mary's boat is very haunted, but very cool. Me and Kay had a good time, and we joked about it, because I go, someday I want to see Patty talk with this lady, because it was cool. So I feel that with Tennessee, and I do feel with you something else is going to happen, and that's why we're seeing it. And what Patty's getting to is they're seeing both directions, so that you may end up going to Tennessee, but then you're going to end up in another direction. That's why we're seeing it move like a wishy-washer. It's like, okay, you're going to be over here, and then it's going to pull you back north, because you're actually headed, I think, from you south, and then you're going northeast. So I feel like it's something there that's got to happen. I keep feeling the other fact for you, too, that you're not done with this other person, and I feel that even though you're having energies there, be careful of that temper of yours. You've lit the fire. Now don't get burnt.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Love you. Tell everybody on the Facebook we love them. You single-handedly got me and Patty fans that you pulled out of New York, but I don't even think they like psychics. Thank you, my dear.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Down
the line too, I think. You're welcome. Okay. Love you guys.
Love you. Those are our fans and our friends. And those of you who haven't got to Facebook, get there to Facebook. Patty Negri has her own page. You'll always see the wildness. I've seen Patty on there with everything from her beautiful dog Dora to she's dancing. She's got one time she had weapons. They were doing a movie scene. If you're ready to take that challenge of Facebook, then jump in with us, because we're on there fun. I got to tell you, I'm psychic, and it always impresses me to see what's going on Patty Negri's page. I have a person writing here, Patty, I've got to ask this question of you. My husband and me have been working on things together. We decided to do some candle magic together. We did this for our business. We had asked an experienced person to help us with this. She charged me $285. $285 to help me with our business. We have seen very little growth with our business, and now we're a little worried because we're starting to get a little bit of trouble. I know that my friends are all teasing me, but I know magic works, and I listen to Jethro when he speaks highly of you. He knows me from school, but I don't want to tell him. I was the person that used to tease him. Oh, I do know you, I think. And they're telling. She's asking Patty to what can she do now to get her business back in magic, because the person's stuff didn't work for her that she got to help her from Australia.
Wow. I'm so sorry about that. And I'm sorry to hear $285 seems like a lot to help somebody with a little candle magic or spell working. So I hope that they really did it and went for it. But doesn't matter, because this is something you can do yourself, really. I don't know what kind of candle work you did, but see what you want your business to look like. Feel what you want it to look like. Taste what you want it to look like. Come up with some easy, first come up with all the blocks in your business. This is something you could do tonight, full moon, on a new moon, maybe because you want it to grow. First see all the things that are in your way. Not enough customers, laziness, could not know what to do. You write it all down and feel the passion of all those things. And then take that little piece of paper and burn it up, burn it up. Look at the words first and go, yeah, these are just stupid, meaningless words. Indecision, lack, sense of this. And burn them up. Burn them up in a fire safe bowl or bonfire, of course. Okay, then you want to figure out what you want it to look like. Again, get a candle, carve into the candle, create some sigils or symbols that mean something to you. Do some initials and letters and words that mean something and carve them into the candle. Create, empower it with energy, but either by chanting or doing a mill working or doing a ma chant or some voice to build it up. Do some knot magic. Knot magic is crazy, fabulous, and powerful. It's called a witch's ladder. Spirits get caught in string or matches or tangly. That's why, like, you see witches' bottles and things have got tangly old weeds and tumbleweeds in it. If you see things hanging, or dream catchers, everybody knows dream catchers, they catch things in the tangles, unused spirits. So you could catch that energy and create it what you want. So get a nice piece of string or twine or ribbon and make seven wishes, not even wishes, just creation, each one very separate. And as you're making that little knot in each one, breathe your breath, breathe pneuma into it. With this one, I'm bringing in abundance. Feel that breath. With this one, I'm bringing in lots of new customers. And really, with your intent, with your thought form, working with spirit, you can do your own magic, and it'll cost you nothing but some string and a candle and your intent.
Love it. And I do tease you, and I will just say your initial K. I do know who you were, and it's all forgiven. I laugh. Those of you who tune in, I was reading, we had a cafe called Custer Cafe, and those of you know Custer, back when I was about 9 years old, and this person always, she's still embarrassed about it. We had a Kool-Aid stand, and the friend of ours put up a quarter for psychic readings, and the lady there put this out. They owned a bar and a restaurant, and my mom worked at the restaurant, and so I did readings, and she always says that she feels bad about teasing me, but she came up and teased me about the fact of doing this and why would I do this for a living. And I did take the quarter. I was making really good tips, and as a child, that was very good. I've learned since then to watch people with change, but we laugh because the really good thing was I was very accurate, and her mother came up and they really teased me bad about doing this kind of thing. What was I thinking? And especially, you know, those of you know I was in a rural town. Since then, we've joked about it, become good friends. I hope it works for your business, and always know with me, I never hold on grudges with it. I'm just so happy that I've got friends like Patty and friends like you, that the more we can help in the world, the lighter, the brighter we're going to be. So let's grab that phone and grab a 609. 609, the money is mine. 609, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Welcome to Patty and Jethro Friday Wild. How are you doing?
Thank you. This is actually my first time listening to the show. I'm a newbie.
Yay,
you're a newbie. Yay. We love you.
Thank you. Do I need a specific question, or can I just ask for a general reading?
Well, you could do whatever you want, but specific is better, because in the short period of time, just general, we might just start pulling first. So if you at least have a subject matter, that would help. Work, career, love, health, anything.
Home and finances.
Okay. Yes. And I need your first name so my guides get permission to read you. I never scan anyone.
Debbie.
Okay, great. May I go first, Patty?
Yes, please. Your turn.
I feel that with you. I love Patty. She's like, woman first, you get out there too, Jethro. You work. Don't think about it. I love this. Debbie, I'm feeling with you in the energy that you're going through some situations that are a little different. I'm seeing your fingers tapping the kitchen table. I feel like there's some things that have been going on, and I feel like you have some abilities or some things to make or things you're doing. I feel like there's some things that's going to do on the outside, but I feel like there's not just, you said financial in the house. I feel like the budget's still not even, it's like there still has to be other things there. And I feel like that's what I'm seeing. I'm also hearing the guides are telling me that there's outside business or outside activities that's going to help bring it in. Somebody else, there's a person you have in your house or someone that's supposed to be helping there, and I feel like they're kind of getting staggered too with the bills is what I'm getting.
We actually just had to move unplanned, and I lost my job about 6-7 months ago at this point, and it's just my husband who is having to handle everything financially. So,
yeah.
You
have abilities, Deb. You have, and I hope you don't mind if I just make friends with you right off the bat meeting you. Deb,
sure.
You have an ability. You're very strong at some other things. I see you doing some other productive things out, and I feel like the guides put you back a little bit to get the second win. I feel like you're going to come out of there and look out, girl, because it's like you've got some other things to go. You're in a frustrating situation. I feel like this move has been hard on you guys in other ways. The angels are also telling me they wanted you to take a little of this time to regroup and make sure that you're back there, and then I feel like you're going to get a better position or something different. They want you trying something different with the work you do. I feel like you're really good quality work, and what you did before is, it's time for a change. Like you need to get in there and do like something. It looks like financial or something. I'm seeing you're really good with like banking, financial, something with, like you're really good with numbers. Or, Yeah, I'm seeing that you would merely go to the bank or something like that, something different. I feel like that's part of why this happened, because what you were doing before, the guys need to change it. It wasn't you. It was just an odd situation is what they're telling me. Patty, are you feeling that or am I?
I'm feeling that completely, and I do feel this exactly what you said with the shift and the expansion of what she's doing, something a little more expanding, a little more creative that she's actually going to like a little better and make her happier.
Okay.
We love you. Thank you for calling in. Do me a favor. Go to psycheskonwall.com. I'd love to send you a present. We pick out a name, and we're going to pick out one tonight. So, Debbie, please go and see. You could be our winner tonight. When the printer's cooking, and I'm printing them out as me and Patty are talking. I apologize. You guys hear that sound? I got a brand-new printer, but I found out it doesn't like ranch dressing. So it's going a little different. I love to eat. I don't, you know, and I don't know why. Why, if they're going to name it after a name, it's called a brother's printer. Why, my brother likes ranch dressing, but I'm an eater, so I'm sitting here. And so hang on, you guys, and we'll print that out. So, Debbie, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Thank you.
We love all of you new fans. We've got people writing me, why are you putting out that people are into witchcraft? I didn't put out they were into witchcraft. I said Patty was a white Wiccan. She does witchcraft and magic. She's a very gifted person, and you should call in. I laugh at people. They sent me back on Skype this. I don't know who you are, English Muffin, but you've got to come in. We're just a lot of fun. So wherever you are, English Muffin, come in. Meet Patty. You'll love her. We all do.
Anybody named English Muffin I want to meet.
we want to meet you, English Muffin. And actually, your spelling's off a little bit, but we'll still call you English Muffin. 94, okay. 480, you just jumped in. How did you get in here, 480?
I have no idea. It's magic.
You, your friends are Patty's. I knew it. You got him. Welcome. This is Jethro and Patty. And I looked down, and there was two numbers ahead, and I think you shoved them out the door somewhere. I don't know what you did with them.
My apologies to whoever they were.
No, I'm teasing you. Go ahead. This is Jethro. And give us your name, and let's play wild.
Yeah. My name is Michael. I'm calling to find out. I just moved to a new area May 1st, and it hasn't gone well, or as, you know, I may have to move back to Scottsdale, and which isn't a bad place to go back to, but I'm in beautiful Ojai right now, and with my business and career, there's an opportunity possibly for, I'm hoping for like an 11th hour save, or do you kind of see me kind of going, just going back to Scottsdale?
I think you have more opportunities than you think you're having. Somehow energetically you're getting in your own way. Maybe you're buying into it's not going as well as you'd like, you know, because it's not going as well as you'd like. But again, you're kind of accepting that or buying into that. I see something really good and something really creative coming up for you. Let me see. Do I think it's in Ojai? Do you have to go back to Scottsdale? Is there a possibility you'll get to stay in beautiful Ojai? No, I think there is an opportunity for 11th hour save for you, or whatever you called it. That was cute. But you really have to have faith. This is that faith in yourself, faith in the universe, faith in what you came out here to do. Don't start any little doubting. Don't let any doubting seeds get in there.
Yeah, because I'm in consultancy, and one of the people that I work for, the group that I work for in financial markets, he's basically kind of proposed. He called me last Friday and basically said, you know, he's got a deal that he's personally working on with a personal friend, and that when it goes through, he would put me up financially for a year or two because I have more promise than what any of the guys that have years on me that work for him already. And he's just kind of looking so I can focus 100% on the job at hand rather than, you know, having to wait tables or bartend and that's the kind of thing to kind of maintain the day-to-day stuff.
Okay, so that's why I was getting that confidence hit so strong, that you've, for him to see that, you've really got to believe that and see that and feel that,
yeah,
too.
Okay.
Jethro?
Yes, and I feel like that's happening. I do feel there's other potential. They keep showing me, they're showing me a funny thing. They show me a suitcase, and you're reaching in it, and I feel like you haven't looked all the way through it, which tells me you have more in your business. Like, I agree with Patty. They sometimes show me different ways of it. They're also telling me, and I love Scottsdale. It's over there close to where I lived in Sedona, those, you know, who know of Arizona, that they're telling me with you that you also resonate there. Scottsdale's like, to me, for you, what Sedona is for me. You've got to go there to really get your energy, to fill your focus, to get back out there. But your gas tank full, you're ready to roar, is what they're telling me.
Excellent. So have faith, and it can all work out, and stay here in California.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have another friend that wrote to us, and Lady Arango just wrote and said, I have those other bracelets, Jethro. She's going to send them out, and she's always good about doing this. So we're going to have a bracelet from Lady Arango's, who, those of you know, is my Brazilian friend. She's a phenomenal friend, and we will be sending you a bracelet from her store there, Lady Arango's Jewelry, for tonight. So there will be two prizes. So you guys keep putting in those prizes, because I hear in about, actually, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, we're going to grab a name, two names, and two winners. So one will win a drum, one will win a bracelet, and they'll get to go home with those lovely things, or actually I'll send them to your home. And I have to tease you, Dennis, you made me laugh. Dennis is a friend of mine from Nebraska. He wrote me yesterday and wanted to know if he has to pay for the postage. No, you silly man. When you win a prize, why would I make you pay for the postage? It's really funny. I did put your ad in, but you got to send me your snail mail address, and I did count your email. It made me laugh so mad, but it's like, it just made me really tease. I remember you from our other restaurant that I owned, was a Silver Dollar Cafe, and you were the gentleman. Don't you remember that you always teased my mother about the extra gravy? She never charged you for that. We're not going to charge you for extra postage. Sometimes you guys just make me laugh. Psychics Gone Wild. Patty, tell everyone a little bit about how you got into doing seances. I've had a lot of emails this last couple of weeks asking me how should they do it and where should they go about it again.
Okay. Well, how I came about it is just because I really did know when I was 2 or 3 years old, just a toddler, I knew that those so-called imaginary friends that little kids have weren't imaginary. They were real beings and entities I could talk to and communicate with. You know, the guy in the closet really was there. So I just was so, I could see through the veil, and I so wanted to communicate. It wasn't scary. It wasn't dark. It wasn't evil. So, you know, that's when I went in my little closet, or no, the hallway, when I was 7 or 8, and just, well, I didn't know dead people, but Marilyn Monroe and John Kennedy, they were dead, so I thought I'd conjure them up. I think that's when I came with my first chant, and again, the room with had no windows or lights, filled with lights, orbs coming in and around, and it was like, woohoo, okay, this is fun, I'm going to keep doing this. And that, I've spent my life studying that and looking into it. So the thing that you want to do is just know your intent, to be clear and pure. Whether you're working with divination tools from, you know, spirit boards or Ouija boards, to any of the kind of work you do, truly, even if you're working with tarot cards or pendulums or anything, be careful of who you're inviting in and what you're inviting in. If you're going to all sit around a circle, don't just ask for any old spirit, because you just might get any old spirit. Ask for spirits of good. Ask for spirits of light. Bring in your spirit guides, your guardian angels, your deceased friends and loved ones. Set up guardians in whatever your cosmology or belief system works. Either work in the angelic realm or work in the elemental realm. Call in the guardians of the watchtowers, of the air, the fire, and the water, and the earth. There is many, many, many correct ways to do it. But it's truly all about your heart, your intent, and you having very firm guidelines and boundaries of who and what you're going to let in through the veil when you open it up.
Love it, Patty. We've got another one right. We've got a lot of them. It always happens at this time of the night. We have all the phones come in. I'm grabbing the name out. It's Lisa Cadwell. You are the winner of the drum. Go, girl. Yay. And we're going to take and pull another name out. And, oh, my gosh, it's our friend Nanette. Nanette, you won the bracelet. So you will receive the bracelet, and you will receive the drum. Give me a couple of days tonight. Obviously, it takes 3 or 4. I have a couple of you guys get a little worried. I do send it through the mail. I do it first class, but it takes 3 to 4 days. We are having some craziness here in Florida, which I laugh. Everybody's like, when are you not, Jethro? But what it is that it takes a little bit with the mail. So all of you new listeners that are tuning in, we're here on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Those of you who are catching us, we've got a lot of people asking us. We've got a lot of people to help, and I'm going to get those phones working. I promise you, hang on. Don't let, if it drops you, call back. We got you live. You've waited. You've been good. You're patient. 949, we want you. 4949.
Hi.
Welcome.
My birthday is Tuesday, and I just wanted to see if you had anything to tell me for coming up my way for the month of June.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And what's your name? Did you get your name?
Selena.
Hi, Selena. Well,
hi.
I get that this is, number one, going to be a really happy year for you. This year, just kind of a little lighter, a little more joyous, a little more adventure, and also some new project that's actually going to bring in money for you. Are you thinking of doing something new or thinking of something coming in?
I'm trying to finish up my thesis right now to start teaching. So that's
there
what
you
I
go.
Would teach. I definitely like to complete that. If you see that being completed, that'd be great. And if some money's coming my way soon, that would be great.
Yeah, I think it's right there for you. Yeah, I'm pulling all sorts of little. I just decided to pull cards, good little cards. It really is all about living into this future that you want to create, and this happiness, this a little bit more lightness, a little bit more levity. Enjoy, maybe because you're getting out of school, maybe whatever it is. But yeah, it's going to be a good year.
Oh, yeah. Selena, I agree with Patty very much. I've also seen that as a Gemini, you have this hilarious, the double twins, and there's sometimes with you, you just like to be a little of a prankster. I've seen you laughing, having these people. I'm seeing this individual helping you. Some other people seem like they feel your energy. I keep hearing the guides saying that there's some more in store with the schooling, that you're very good, not only a learner, but you have many facets. There's times that you're over here, and then you're over there, and just when people think they've got with you, Selena's like, ta-da, and here's another Selena. It's like, I love it. They just tell me you're like glitzy, which I call, you know, blitz is the word. Blitz is when you're like diamondy and sparkly. Is that the correct wording? It's like really positive. Yeah. You're very loved. I want you to know you're just cherished. I feel that energy. And I'm so glad you called us. Thank you for calling us. This is your first time, I feel.
Oh, no. It's been a while since I called, though. I called a while ago. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like it's the first love for me. I love you. You're a friend for life. Come back. We want you to talk again on Psychics Gone Wild.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm having a little bit of a kooky here because the phones are grabbing, but we're still doing it, and we don't care. We'll throw a string your way. And 310, we got a hook in. We got you coming in like a marlin fish, smiling and looking happy. 310, what do you want to know?
Hello. I am happy to be here listening to the show and making me smile, so thank you. I'm launching a business, and it's down to the investors, and haven't firmed that up, and it's now the clock is ticking, so whatever I need to hear, I'm open to hear.
Can I get your name?
Oh, my name is Mindy.
Welcome, Mindy.
Hey,
hello.
Mindy.
Hello.
What a sweet soul you have, Mindy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have you been preparing for a little battle of some way? I'm feeling like the assumption or the preparing for a little battle that I don't think really has to be there. Are you putting up obstacles that maybe aren't there?
I keep on, you know, people are promising and then they're not. It's almost like I have to. It's almost and then it doesn't happen, and almost and then it's a promise and then there you go. I don't get the communication.
Okay, well, know that. You know, once that didn't happen, weren't supposed to happen. So if you go, phew, you know, kind of like, wow, thank goodness that didn't happen because that wasn't supposed to happen. The right one will. I'm getting that the right one actually will. I'm getting almost a karmic thing, like a justice thing, like coming in, it's for your just desert. But you just staying in your strength to make it happen. to allow to, it's really trust and faith.
Okay.
It's all about faith for me, and keep creative with it. What I don't know what the business is, but it's feeling creative and keep that creative, and even in getting in the investors, how you're getting the investors, how you're getting the money. Think outside the box. Keep thinking outside the box.
Okay.
Yes, and I love your energy too, Mindy. And I got to tease you because they're showing me a beautiful rabbit with you. I feel that you have a very good guide, which is telling me that when I see that, that means do a little bit of the unexpected. And like sometimes people will really expect you to do it. A rabbit's real lucky, and part of the time is they do a little bit something different. The angels are telling me you have a very unconditional love about you. You like life, and you just feel good. There's things in life that you're working with. I feel the business doing real well, and I'm seeing a really beautiful symbolism of. It looks to me like it's beautiful shapes and different designs would do well for
yes.
you, and I feel that you're really good at that. I'm seeing shapes with you.
That is correct. It's a brand that I created. It's an original creation, and it's happening overseas. It has to do with being able to connect with. It's for a It's a baby product. It's for all families. Be able to connect with. Legacy and heritage and tradition.
I love it. We got to get together. I'd like you to come on someday and do maybe part of our talk show. We bring people in on the weekends and do readings and then introduce guests. You're a diamond, and I'm so lucky that you called our show. Thank you, Mindy.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so honored, and I thank you so very much for your service. I'll continue on, and I'll continue to listen. Thank you for helping propel me forward.
Thank you. Keep the faith, babe. It's going to work.
Thank you so much. Take care now.
Thank you.
We love all of you, and we got a lot of you now. I know this is the time when Patty's friends find us, and I always tease because at the last half of the show, it gets really hectic. A lot of you guys that are down, sometimes are bouncing around. Please hang on. Don't get distraught. Some of you guys are back in again for the count. We don't care. We love you no matter what's going on here. 603, it's you, me, and Patty. 603, how are you?
Hi, Jethro. Hi, Patty. It's Rose.
Rose.
Hey, Rose. You made it.
She's our singer.
I made it.
I played your song last night. Did you hear it? I played it for the first part of the show.
No, I didn't hear it. Thank you, though.
Oh, we'll love you. You were talking about if I get married, you'd come and sing down here in Tampa, or do I have to go up there to get you to sing?
No, I'd come down and sing.
Oh, my gosh. You better be careful. I'm getting all excited. And those of you know, I'm letting the cat out of the bag. But me and Kay had a 3-year relationship, and I love her dearly, and I'm all excited. She wants a ruby, and I'm looking for the right one, and I'm going to pop the question to her here real soon.
Don't we won't tell.
Yes. I'm all like a little kid.
If you ask me to sing down there, I'll make Steve take me down.
Way, you got a deal, Rose. Let's ask the question. We're gonna get you. I'm bringing you the best. I got you on with Patty. You're singing, girl.
I know. I miss you guys. I had that question about what do you see around me as far as like an aura, and do I have an earth angel because I'm feeling really protected by somebody lately.
Silence. I love this. I'm seeing so many colors with you. Rose, you're like a chameleon is what I'm getting. You change colors. But right now I'm getting tons of golden colors, gold and brilliant, bright yellows and gold. But truly, yeah.
Did you see that in the picture, me and Steve, that I sent you?
Oh, no, I don't look at auras in pictures. I look at energy in pictures. I don't look auras in pictures. I'll have to look at that one again. I will. Did you want me to see anything? Were you looking for aura colors with you guys?
Yeah.
I'll have to pull that up.
How are you feeling about things with me and Steve? Because it's our 1.5-year anniversary this weekend.
Go, Jethro. I'm trying to pull up the picture.
Yes, and I'm going with you, Rose, and I apologize because I can feel the energy. There's something going on. You're a kaleidoscope tonight, which tells me the guys in the golden energies are working with you. I would say you and Steve have karma together. Obviously, that's what we're both getting. They're also, the guys are like they get their finger to their lips telling me slowly with you, energy with it, but you guys are soon to get this to another level. I also feel there's been tears over something that because of this, you set your mind to what you needed to have happen, and you and him are working on it. I do feel that he's a little bit misunderstood with some other people right now.
Yep.
Okay. And I someone's writing me, they go, Jethro, the girl's in love and you're popping her buns. I am not. What I'm doing is I'm saying, I know, I got to fight with him all the time.
Yeah, we're having friends over. I'm going over there in a few minutes and he's going to be home in a few hours. So I'm entertaining guests in a little while.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. And see, and I'm being right. I mean, I'm telling you the truth. If I were to say, you're right, I'm being accurate. They want me to just, you know, tell you, but I do feel there's something that's going to be beautiful happening. I think that's why me and Patty are seeing all this energy around you. It's like fireworks. The guides are making this go. You had blocks around you with some other stuff, and those are getting removed. Now, they are telling me that you asked and wanted some things to happen, and that's how it's going to finally be to your best expanse, is you're going to be able to work and get this involvement. But they said, Don't let him get confused. You've got to keep the communication open, and that's your key, because that's why I keep seeing the golden links with it. If something happened in a life before and you two got misconstrued and then it didn't verbally happen, and this is your chance for you two to love and be together in this life. Don't let him get like I feel like he gets quieter, he sits back. They keep showing him like sitting back, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I make sure I express everything to him.
Go ahead.
I feel that the level of our relationship that we're at, despite everything else going on, that we are very strong and things are very out in the open with what I want and what I think I should have now.
Excellent. And I got to tell you something, Rose. I was going to tell Nanette, and I forgot. We're going to be having a contest here in July. You guys are all in. The ones who've sent us all these friends, you guys are sending all these pages out. I put your name, Nanette. I have a person helping me, and those of you know that Ramona helps me on the computer. You guys have single-handedly made me over 27,000 likes and stuff. You guys rock. I love you. And I heard what you did about with Patty, how when Who's That Girl, and all the people wrote me, our winner was from Japan, so I don't know who all you guys' friends are, but thank you.
Me and Better by 11. Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
I was just saying,
I
was just saying
goodnight
to my kids.
and Rose, I'm looking at your picture now that you sent me. Yes, you guys, it is a total karmic collection. Your eyes, you have the same vision in a whole lot of things. You both see things slightly different than the world and very much together.
Oh,
still there?
Good.
Yeah, very,
yeah.
But it's like you're looking out the same window, if that makes sense, and everybody else is looking out a different window. So that's what your thing together is. It's beautiful. So,
good.
Again,
so hopefully the other person will fade away soon.
Well, you're looking out the same window. So, you know, just stay in your integrity, stay in your truth, and with him too.
Oh, I will.
That's what it is. You have the same view of things. That's what I'm getting very strongly.
Awesome.
Thank you, Rose. We love you. Continue to listen in. We're going to go on with the other people, have a fun night at that party, and say, Patty and Jethro sent you, so they'll know it was wild and magical. We have a fun time for all of you to tune in. We still got a few minutes left. I have an email here from a friend in Des Moines, Iowa. Patty, I burnt two candles, a 1 and a 3, to make 13. I did this very happily. I have something in my house now that's a little different. I think I may have messed up. My husband laughs, but he says if it bites me, he's going to send me out of here. So tell me what I could do to clean my house and get this thing out, because it does rub against my legs. I don't think it's got teeth, but I'm not so sure, but it seems to be a little gnome. I think I did something wrong. Ha ha, your friend in Des Moines. Okay.
Okay, well, okay, I don't know the 1 and the 3. I don't know why you burned the 1 and the 3, but I don't see that would bring anything. It depends on what you were doing and your intent is. But if there is something you don't want there, you can make it leave. You have to tell it to leave. This is our dimension. This third dimension is ours. They have to play by our rules. So do a clearing of sorts. Do a Get something that's really cleansing, like sage. Get a burn of sage and use maybe some salt water and really clear the whole space and say, you have to get out, whoever you are. I'm not inviting you. Clear the whole thing. But don't just stop there. That's what so many people do wrong. They'll clear their house, they'll especially sage. Everybody uses sage these days. But don't, sage is so clearing. Sage is like you, like Comet for bad energy or spirits, but it's like clearing out your house and then literally leaving your doors and windows open in a sandstorm. You've got to refill it up. So do it, whatever method of clearing, salt water, sage, incense, all sorts of things, and then go through the second time and refill your house with what you want. Love, intention, abundance, health, happiness, communication. Go room by room. Again, and if there's any spirits let in, you can allow. I allow in my spirit guides. I allow in, you know, dead grandma, if that's what you want, or I don't allow, you know, anybody. But what do you want in the kitchen? Nutrition, good family and friends. What do you want in the bedroom? Rest, relaxation, sanctuary, good sex, whatever it is. What do you want in the bathroom? Elimination, good body image, cleanliness. All the, go through each space, and your house will feel wonderful. Feel it out before you start, and you'll go, okay, this is a little weird. Yeah, maybe I feel a little booger down there with teeth. Okay, then go through, do the clearing. Again, use sound, use bells, whatever feels right to you. No right, no wrong. Go with your virtue, your integrity. And it'll feel really clear when you do that first round. And then go do that second round where you're filling it back up. Carry a candle around with you, and then maybe some sweet incense after the sage. Bring in some frankincense and myrrh or some Gloria incense, something sandalwood, some sweet holy incense. And then after you do that second time through, you'll feel the house again and you'll go, oh, now it feels like home. Now it feels safe and warm. So don't worry. Get the little booger out. I'm not feeling that it's anything bad or dark or evil. Just, you know, like you said, a funny little booger. Ah.
Loving it. And those of you tuned in and been listening to the YouTube and watching the last video that Russell made on Patty, you want to hear her lovely voice, has now been beat by the last video he made of Patty. And don't you want to know why people are not crazy and not listening to Psyche's Gone Wild? It upsets me. So he's got that video out. And I think this may be a friend from there. I know Russell's from the United Kingdom. I thank you. You're a caller from out. It's like 815. Is that correct? There's 12 numbers here. 815, is this you? Hello? Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? I know you probably called through Skype. You have 12 numbers up instead of the usual 10. Is it 315 or 815 and there's 12 numbers? Hello, can you hear me? Okay, yeah. Okay, we've got a Skype caller here and they're having a little bit of conflict. It's all right. Is it 915? If you are a Skype caller and you're from another country, say hello now. Okay, that's wild, but I guess they're calling in a country doesn't. It must be a shy country. I will check back with you later and see where you're calling from. Sometimes Skype will be a little kooky. We've got a lot of callers, so we're just going right down the list. Jethro, I love Patty, and I always will, and you can't change it. I don't care when you change the time. I'm glad it's a little earlier. We've been asking you for a while. I will always be her fan. This is the crazy man. Okay, in Colorado, I know who you are, and I'm so glad. This is one of my friends there, and he told me he is an addict now to Psychic's Gone Wild. He's a trucker, and he listens to us on iTunes. 608, how are you, 608? You got in. How you doing?
Hi. I'm
yay, you
good.
Talked back. I'm so glad you talked back. If you had not, I'd cry to go, I know you're real. Come on. Thank you. You've been so patient.
Yeah, I've been enjoying listening. I'm a first-time caller, never really done this before, but I'm fascinated with psychics and mediums and all the shows, and I thought I'd give it a shot. Maybe wondering what you can see like around my energy field, if I have angels or spirit guides or, I don't know, just kind of whatever you might see.
Did we get your name?
Sure. My name is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Jethro, want to go?
Yes, I'm feeling it very
strongly. I feel you.
Well, you can feel my guides going, whoa, whoa. I love it. And, you know, we both love what we do. Patty's the number one psychic on American Federation, and you guys got to realize she's very phenomenal. I've done it for many years, and we love doing what we do. We talk psychically, and it's so much fun together. Sherry, I feel the green energy with you. You're a heart-compassionate person, but I feel like there's something that's happened before with a relationship, and now I feel like there's someone, I feel like there's someone there, but something's going on where you're at. I keep feeling like your angels and your guides are saying there's another level or something happening. Something's going on there. And they're telling me that you have to, and they're telling me you have to be careful because you hold stress in your shoulder or your arm. I'm feeling like something's going on a little bit there in the neck.
Yes.
And, you know, and I'm going to laugh because he's not a pain in the neck. I feel this is a male, but I feel like there's been a little bit of tension lately, and you're like, you need that massage, you need that attention. And I feel like the angels are making me laugh because they're showing you, like, work, 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 work. And he's, like, over here, and you're like, you know, I think you should help me. And it's like, they're going. And they're telling me that you are also with the love of the angels working with something with your hands. I'm seeing you. You like to stay active. I don't see you sitting down just hanging out for a while. You're either keeping busy or you're keeping busy.
I'm a nurse.
Oh.
I'm a registered nurse.
Green healing.
And I'm an empath.
Oh, my dear.
And I've had a past life reading, and I was told that I was been a psychic healer in a past life, and that I was persecuted as a witch. And I helped women in childbirth, which is the big thing, is I really want to be a labor and delivery nurse. And there's a lot of problems in my area because they want experience, and I'm a new nurse, so it's kind of hard. How do you get the experience if they don't hire you to get it? So I'm kind of stuck that way.
There is somebody who will help you. I'm feeling it really,
really
strongly. Yes, so do what you do in your nursing, but meet people in that field, in working with delivery that you want to. And somebody might take you even just under their wing that you could even just go observe and assist for a little while, still while doing your other regular nursing job.
Right, okay.
And to get the experience that way, there's somebody who really, really will see that desire, the ability within you and that passion for it. And and be able to give you that experience, whether you're just sitting in on a few births or whatever that is, and then they'll give you recommendations.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear.
Go find that person. Yeah.
We love you, Sherry. Tell your friends, the first time calling. We've had a lot of you guys tonight. You call back and go ahead and put on Maggie's call.
Okay. Thank you so much.
We made a friend tonight, Patty. I could feel it.
Thank you.
I have a person running. Patty, I saw on your, you were with Burt Reynolds. Is it true? Is it true that you were on TV with him or a movie? Because I do remember a movie with Burt Reynolds. I saw a picture of you, and you were in a movie clip. Am I correct?
Well, actually, the one I did with Burt Reynolds, he directed me. So you could have seen clips because it was a TV show for Universal. It was a show I was in with Martin Sheen and Robbie Benson and Parker Stevenson. It was like this star-studded special thing. And Burt Reynolds directed us. It was amazing. I was so nervous because I was used to doing all these little small parts about things. And this still was a fairly small part because it was all stars that actually did this TV show. And he made me so comfortable. And Martin Sheen came up to me and looked me right in the eyes. And they were both so magic. Everybody there, because they weren't like your struggling actors on the way up or those people clawing to get their way along. These were people who'd been there, done that, made it. And it was, talk about magic, you know, magic in the real world sense. It was great. So, yes, I've worked with Burt Reynolds.
Whoa, you guys, you never know with Patty. You're always finding out more. We love her dearly. Definitely we love Carrie. I have a lot of people writing to me. We're going to be checking up, looking it up. Jethro, put his name in the website here or put it where I can look it up. I didn't realize that Patty was married to a famous drummer. I just love her anyway. I don't care. My husband was here saying, don't you think that she's cool? Wouldn't her husband be cool? We think they're both cool. We've had a great time. This is Ella from Albuquerque. Elva, we love you. Ella, I haven't heard from you in a while. You get to call us on the phone. I'm a little worried about you sometimes. You guys got to realize that after we read for you, it is for us. I am a little motherly with it. We are to that point, you guys. It's already happened. The hour is gone. It's Friday. We've got 2 minutes. Patty, tell them how they can get a hold of you if they're ready for a full reading.
Wow, the time went fast. Please, please get a hold of me. Go to my website, pattinegri.com, PattiNegri.com. Please go to Facebook, friend me on my regular Facebook, like me on my other Facebook. Then you'll get to see all sorts of silly pictures of me on set and me doing crazy things. So, yes, and how do they get a hold of you, Jethro?
Get a hold of me at psychicsgonewild.com or catch me at www.jethrosmith.net. If you put in psychic Jethro in the computer, you're going to find me. I had a lady tease me. She goes, how do you spell it? J-E-T-H-R-O, Jethro. You guys love you. We rock. I'm sorry, 925. I will keep your number. And 111, a lot of Skype ones tonight. We had a 731-706. Come on back. A lot of you guys, we definitely do this on Friday nights now at 9 o'clock. We love you. Don't forget to get a hold of us at Facebook because there we can be the friend and you can see what's coming up. We will talk to you next Friday when the moon's down and the fool's round. But have some magic tonight, please.